WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The field of Democratic candidates for Wisconsin governor includes former and current state officials, business leaders, and county executives, but one candidate fills a category all his own. Zachary Roper is the youngest candidate in the race. He's 22 years old and a student at Carthage College. He spoke with WXCO's Chad Holmes on Wednesday morning.
Being young is an advantage because I'm focused on where Wisconsin needs to be, not just in this election, but in 2035 and 2040.
Roper said he wants to increase the age 18 to 35 population in the state. He says they're the ones who build businesses, homes, and families.
What I would do is bolster the education systems. We need better education systems. My mom's a teacher. She has been a teacher for 25 years, and she tells me the struggles of what goes on with the public education system and how we need more federal funding, not just from this, the federal government, but from the state.
He also says he wants to attract more companies to set up shop in Wisconsin, hoping that will bring more jobs and more young families into the state. Roper also took aim at the state legislature, saying he wasn't happy with how the 2025-27 biennial budget turned out.
We basically caved in and just allowed the Republicans to do what they want to do.
He has some ideas on what would improve the legislature, including having one Republican and one Democratic majority chamber.
It would allow for more people to see what they go back and forth on what the budget they wanted to see to be done.
Roper faces a crowded field of Democrats in the August primary. Two of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors because of changes from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is calling for Wisconsin lawmakers to pursue new laws restricting the operations of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in the state. On Monday, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez proposed new laws that would ban federal officers from making arrests in community spaces like schools and courthouses and prevent them from covering their faces during raids and require them to display their badges and wear body cameras. She also noted that those proposals are unlikely to come to fruition under the current Republican-controlled state legislature. The Wausau City Council on Tuesday voted to put a referendum on the spring ballot that will raise the tax levy by over $1 million. The referendum is aimed at saving 12 firefighter-paramedic positions. The positions are currently funded through a federal SAFER grant and pandemic-era ARPA funds, which will run out in December, creating a projected annual shortfall of around $1.4 million. If the referendum passes, taxpayers could pay around $30 more in property taxes. The council voted 9-2 in favor of putting the referendum on the ballot. The ballot question must be finalized by January 28th. The deadline to pay your property taxes is fast approaching. Payments must be postmarked by January 31st, but treasurers around the state are warning property owners not to wait. The U.S. Postal Service instituted a nationwide change as to when a postmark is affixed to incoming mail. They're not stamped when you drop them off at your local post office. Instead, they're postmarked at regional sorting centers, which could be days later. To avoid paying your property taxes late, treasurers encourage you to mail your payments early or use an e-check payment option online or over dedicated phone lines. You can also ask for a postmark to be affixed while you're at the post office window in person. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced two new options for license plates. According to agency officials, the new blackout and butter yellow license plate designs are now available for purchase. Residents interested in buying the plates will need to pay a $15 fee up front and $25 annually. The fees for the plates will go to support the state's transportation fund, with officials expecting them to generate over $25 million over the next 3 years. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with light snow developing later in the afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 20s. For tonight, light snow showers to continue. Temperatures rising into the mid-20s. More light snow on Friday. Total snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.